The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Bernard Walsh, PwC Ireland Director for Pensions and Investment, because we're going to talk about pensions. Bernard, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Pat.
First of all, the advantages, if you haven't got one, of investing in a pension.
Well, really, a lot of people in this country will qualify for the state pension, which is good. It's a good starting point for retirement. But investing in a state pension allows you to save for your future and give you the retirement you might like.
To invest in a separate pension other
exactly.
than the state one. Because, if you like to continue to live the life that you're accustomed to, the state pension may not deliver that when your income stops.
It really is unlikely to. It's about €277 per week. We'll see what happens with that when the budget comes up. But, you know, the tax breaks that are associated with putting your money into your pension is a terrific way of, you know, putting some money aside for the future. And Irish people have a very good track record of saving. We have about €170 billion in cash savings in this country at the moment. And, you know, the tax breaks make putting money aside for the future much more affordable.
Now, the question is, where do you put that money? I mean, do you go to some fund? Because anything that goes into a designated pension product will be tax deductible, isn't that so?
Well, if you put some money in, I suppose the easiest way to think about it is you get a tax break when the money goes in to the fund. As it grows, the growth is tax-free, and you can take a lot of it out tax-free at the end. So there are very, very few other ways.
There's a big lump that you can take out if you amass an appropriate amount. You take what percentage of it can you take out?
Yeah, it depends on how you draw down your money at retirement, but you can draw down up to 200,000 of it tax-free if you have a big enough pot. And then if you've got a large pot, you can take another 300,000 at the standard rate of tax, which is currently 20%. So there are very few other ways in which you can avail of good tax breaks like that and save for your own future.
So you might be paying tax at 40% plus all the bits and pieces now if you kept the money in your pocket or tried to. But if you put it into a pension, there are all these dividends at the end of the day. A long time away, though, people will say.
Absolutely. But, you know, we would say to people, start on the journey, do as much as you can for as long as you can. And, you know, we're all going to retire at some stage. And, you know, we are reliant on the state for a portion of our retirement income, but a lot of it will fall back to ourselves. And there's a huge choice in how you can manage your money, put your money aside, and it's all about what's right for you. Mm. And
isn't everybody kind of going to be forced to have their own personal pension outside the state pension with the new system that's being introduced?
I think, you know, for those that don't have any pension entitlement, we will see this auto-enrolment scheme will be coming down the tracks. And that will help those that haven't anything done put aside to date. It will also mean that they'll get an employer contribution as well as their own. Mm. And, you know, they'll get a government contribution towards their retirement as well. So that's something to look ahead to. But I would say to anybody, you know, always check out, does your current employer, do they offer a contribution to your scheme, which is terrific to have as many people as possible contributing to your retirement, better it is.
Okay, so if the state is doing it and your employer, that's far better than trying to do it on your own.
Absolutely.
Now, if you have money that you want to put into a pension, and this is before auto-enrolment, or it may be that you're unsuitable for auto-enrolment, because some are, particularly at the higher levels of income, how do you decide on a pension product?
Well, really, I suppose the first thing is make sure you're getting advice from somebody who's regulated. Unfortunately, you know, we've seen a lot of reports in the media lately about fraud in this area. So just check. You can check with the central bank. They will let you know that the person you're dealing with is a legitimate entity to deal with. Make sure that, you know, you go through a proper advice process that assesses, can I afford to put this money aside? Can I, you know, take a long-term view with it? Make sure your day-to-day needs are being dealt with, first of all. And then it's about just get used to putting aside. I mean, if you think back all the way back to the SSIA scheme, all those years ago, a lot of people said, I'll never keep this going for 5 years. A lot of those people are still saving today. So get started, keep going as long as you can, but just do what you can afford.
But in terms of analysing any, you know, you get this fund and that fund and the other fund, how to know what's good and what isn't. You always have to look at the history of that fund and see what returns it made over the, say, previous 5 years, previous 10 years.
That can help. But really, it is about the long-term returns that you can possibly avail of. It's about assessing your attitude to risk. And a good advisor will take you through that process. They usually use a rating scale of 1 to 7. Most people in Ireland come out around 3 or 4 on
that. And which
scale
is the high risk? 7?
7 is the highest level of risk. Yeah. We very rarely see anybody coming in at that level. I think most people, they're quite happy with middle ground returns. But, you know, if you were to look at how, you know, a category four, that sort of medium risk type territory, how they would have done this year, typical managed fund up, you know, in excess of 12% this year, you know, in the last year. So that's very, very healthy returns. But there will always be ups and downs along the way. And we certainly saw a good bit of that during the summer.
Now, the question of the American election, how is that likely to impact on what happens to pensions?
Very little over the long term, really. You know, I suppose what can cause some jitters in for investment markets is when there's uncertainty. So I heard your conversation earlier on, and if we did end up with legal challenges and an extended period after the November 5th, you could see some volatility in markets. But all of the data shows there's no real evidence of, you know, better returns from a Republican or a Democratic leadership. A lot of it does fall back to whether you have, you know, one party holding Congress as well as the White House.
And those kind of trends are what impacts on the pension funds. I mean, you might think another 4 years of Trump, it's only 4 years in the context of maybe a 40-year working life.
Sure. Yes.
But if it indicates the way the future is going to be.
Yeah, well, it could. I mean, there are certain aspects of the investment market. I mean, one interesting one is Trump came out very strongly in favor of cryptocurrency of late. And we did see a bounce in crypto prices on the back of that. But really, what investment markets are interested in is economic growth and interest rates. Those are the two things that really dictate long-term returns.
I think Trump is now peddling some crypto scheme as well to his supporters, the way he peddles trainers or sneakers or whatever. He's now in that business as well, which is very odd for a man who might become president of the United States again. Some of the questions: do you not get 53% back from your tax payable by putting your dough into a pension fund when you can avoid USC and PRSI, or do you?
Just income tax relief. So if somebody wants to put in €1,000 into their pension, they'll get 40% of that back by way of tax relief.
So you still end up paying the USC, which is off the top anyway.
You do.
It?
You do.
And
indeed.
The PRSI, which is contribution to, I suppose, the
health benefits.
It's supposed to be a fund, but it's not really. It goes into the maw of the general exchequer. Next question. I am 52, female, retired early 6 months ago from the civil service. I got a lump sum of €50,000. What should I do with it? I don't need it, so I could invest it. Also, I get a small pension of €210 per week. I have 1 year of PRSI stamps. I was thinking of getting a part-time job, and this would top up my stamps. Therefore, I might be due a small government pension when I come to age for that. Is that correct?
One of the things we say to anybody, when you're looking at the state pension, find out what you're entitled to. So it's very easy. Just get in touch with the Department of Social Protection in Buncrana. They provide a terrific service. So you can do it through the mygov.ie piece again.
Because you don't have to work for 40 years to get the state pension, unlike in your occupational pension.
No.
To get the full value, you might have to go the full stretch.
Yeah,
but you don't for the state pension.
You don't really. There's a couple of ways of calculating it. But if you've got 520 PRSI contributions put aside, that will get you, that should get you, qualify you for the state pension. But get in touch with the department. They will let you know what you're entitled to. In relation to putting aside the money for the future, it's about the attitude to risk piece. It's about, you know, at 52 years of age, if you don't need the money, just put some aside for an emergency fund. That's about six months to spending.
Another one here. If I come into a lump sum of, say, 1,000 that I can spare, am I better off lumping it into my pension straight away or distributing across my monthly contributions to my pension?
The advantage of distributing it is that you're smoothing your entry point into the marketplace. But really, I would say to people, if you can afford to put it in, get it working for you and get that tax relief straight away.
How my state pension will be paid? I have a full state pension from the UK, which I bought back the years after leaving the UK in 2007 with a retirement age of 67. I'll have 17 years state pension contributions from Ireland, but a retirement age of 66. I will retire in Ireland. I understand that I claim my pension from Ireland, who will then apply for my state pension in the UK. Do I have to do anything myself regarding the UK pension?
Yeah, I think you should do, really. I mean, the rules do change on an ongoing basis. The rules to explain what you should do are 2 pages long, but the supporting guidance notes is 35 pages long to go with that. So I would say to the listener, if you contact the International Pension Centre in the Department of Work and Pensions in the UK, they will give you a very quick answer to your question. But it has changed quite a bit in the last 12 months.
Are you entitled to a state pension as well as a private one? Yes, you are. If you've paid your stamps, you're entitled to the state pension one way or the other. I have a company pension scheme. I've been told that I should convert it to a PRSA so that if I die, my husband will get the majority tax-free. One of the plans has a small annuity attaching. Do I have to change all or can I leave it all in one company scheme? Can I draw a PRSA and continue to work and have ownership in a business?
You can't. It's quite a complex one in relation to when you draw down a pension. In certain instances, you must cease your economic connection to that entity.
Yeah.
That's one I would definitely say to the listener. You need to sit down and get some advice in relation to that one.
Okay. And the last one. I'm going to move to Italy. I'm 42 now. If I move, am I still entitled to my state pension in Ireland?
It depends again on whether you qualify with in terms of the amount of PRSI contributions that you've put aside. If you're 42, you may have already accumulated enough at this stage. But remember, the rules will change. It's what rules apply when that 42-year-old eventually qualifies and reaches the state pension age.
So she may get, or he may get, the Giorgia Meloni pension over there and the state pension here.
How about?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, Bernard Walsh, PwC Ireland Director for Pensions and Investment. Thank you very much. And that's all we have time for.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.